The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to begin a sentence earlier because it kind of doesn't connect here, and so you'll have some connection. Verse 22 is, Judas, not the one called Iscariot, said to him, to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then we begin the passage here. Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives this peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Grace to you and peace from our God and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is so good to be back with you today after so long being actually out of state. So good to be with you. You know, we've heard of storms and storm chasers. We probably had some in Gaylord, Michigan that day, but who would have expected a tornado in Gaylord, Michigan? They never had one. Well, those brave storm chasers, those bold people we know who go out and track storms for our safety, they risk their own safety to do that. And some of those storm chasers have actually been killed in the very storms they chase. We just had one not long ago where a couple were killed. Heroes in their own right, risking their own lives for the better life of all others here. They report how storms are moving and changing in our lives that are in the path of deadly, perhaps lightning, flash flooding, tornadoes, derechos, that's a new word that seems, and straight line winds. And we all know about straight line winds from 1980. Well, today we are going to talk about another kind of brave, bold soul, spirit chasers. Yes, spirit chasers. And what are spirit chasers? Well, they go out and they track spiritual encounters and report how they have changed another person's landscape, a person's worldview, a person's life of faith. Their own faith and how it could change ours if we heed their observations, the observations that they make on a risky spirit-chasing adventure. Our spirit chaser, Paul, in the story that Esther read from our first lesson, had visions and he chased them. He was a spirit chaser. He was convinced that God was calling him to weather those storms, and did he weather some storms, didn't he? And to proclaim the good news in the midst of those storms. Often, it was one person or one single family at a time, as in this lesson that we just heard from Esther. It was Lydia and her family. She and her whole household were so moved by Paul and what he said about Jesus and about love and about enduring these storms that they were moved to let Paul baptize them, the whole family. Baptized into a new life in Christ, a life of faith to love one another. They became spirit chasers too. On to today's gospel, the gospel from John. Three things happen in this gospel. One, Jesus, the spirit giver, he's the spirit giver, we're the spirit chasers, tells us to chase after and to keep his word. And that word, what is that word? What is the most important word that Jesus ever spoke? Well, I often think it should be peace, but the word that comes before that is love. Love, with hundreds of examples he showed us throughout his three-year ministry. And number two, his departing gift. This is kind of an odd story, actually. He's leaving a gift for us that we can't see. He's leaving what he calls an advocate. In Greek, it's called paraclete. And that's a peace giver amidst all kinds of horrific weather. Weather that threatens to destroy each one of us. And we know what those threats are. In French, it is the one who defends you. Well, and if you're Norwegian, it's the talisman, which is a person inspiring others. So in each language, there's an advocate of some kind, a spirit that is left with us. In English, it is called the Holy Spirit, circling around us and embedding in our beings. That is what Jesus was leaving on this gospel day. And then there's this third thing in the gospel from John today. Finally, Jesus gifts this peace. And he mentions it several times, so it has to be really important. A Jesus peace. It's not just peace, you know, the peace that we kind of think of as humans. Where, you know, well, you have peace now, you know, that kind of peace. No, this peace is just packed full of stuff, all kinds of stuff. But this peace that can come when surrounded by consuming flames, tornadoes, vicious tornadoes, demolishing high winds, and yet there is this peace. That's the Jesus peace that he is talking about today. Truly, it is beyond understanding that we find peace amidst disasters. Only faith and love can do that. That's the only thing that gets us through those times. So where are these spirit chasers I talk about? Well, I have a friend. Her name is Jean Harris Nutter. I worked with her husband at the technical college. He was in the police science program, Forrest Nutter. Well, Jean Harris Nutter, who is one who is a spirit chaser, and she encountered a spirit chaser. She's a social worker. What are the odds that she would be a social worker? Jean knew just what to do one day. With a strong spirit, she knew what to do. Remember Jamie Kloss, the 13-year-old barren Wisconsin girl who witnessed the very killing of her parents? She was right there when this mad person killed both of her parents one dark, stormy night. I don't think it was stormy, but it's stormy to her, in their home on Highway 8 outside Barron. She was held captive in Gordon, Wisconsin, near Jean's summer home. For 88 days, Jamie endured the horrendous storm of mind and body. What held her together that long? No one had any idea that she was held captive so close to Barron, her home. Well, with that strong spirit, Jamie finally escaped this horrible storm to run into another storm chaser, Jean Harris Nutter. Jean was a retired social worker, as I mentioned, and what are the odds of that, this girl running out? Don't you think God intervened somewhat there? I believe that God was there. Jean knew just what to do because she was a social worker. She knew that she had to get Jamie off the road and into a home so that that person that violated her would not see her again and call the police and get him before he got someone else. Besides Jean's heroism, I was struck by Jamie. My goodness, this young girl who weathered a horrific storm no teenager, no adult should ever have to endure. Then there was this, you know, it's a long story, as we all know. We went through it. In a letter to the judge that was read to her assailant, and I won't even mention his name, it doesn't deserve it, Jamie, the survivor of a mighty life storm, stated something that really struck me as a faith statement, as a storm chaser, as a spirit chaser. She declared this: "You cannot take my spirit. You cannot take my spirit." Jamie became a spirit chaser. She probably was before that, but she really became one that day. It helped her survive the worst of times. And we know all about that here in Chippewa Falls, too. We know the family of Lily. Lily of Chippewa Falls her family must be going through the greatest storm of their lives. But they're not going through it alone, are they? You people had a part in this. For them, the storm chasers, the spirit chasers, are the beautiful community of everyone here who came together and surrounded them with their spirit. This is the church, First Presbyterian, the very church faith community that offered refuge to the police department and all the agents that had to come together to try to figure this whole thing out, this horrible, horrible thing. Getting to the resolution of Lily's ultimately and needless death, time when she had so much spirit left in her. That spirit lives on in the faithful community who love one another as God has called us to do in today's gospel. It is there that the Spirit leads us to that peace that Jesus has, different kind, a changed peace, but a peace amidst the raging storms of life that have no answers sometimes, and they toss us over the seas of despair, as I'm sure Lily's family is dealing with now. All those purple ribbons around the city, Lily's spirit lives on in the Chippewa Falls spirit chasers. We have come together as a community and lifted them up in their distress. What a beautiful thing. My Gram Bess, who raised me, my mother worked, but my Gram Bess, who raised me, had an eighth grade education. I didn't know that until quite late. I wouldn't have known that. She was so smart. Occasionally, she attended a congregational church. It used to be called Second Congregation in Eau Claire. Now it's Plymouth. And she also read the Chicago Tribune every single day. That was the first thing she did before she swept the floors. She read that Chicago Tribune. She had lived in Chicago in the 1920s. She read it cover to cover, clipped out recipes, clipped out other things. She kept county books for several buildings she owned with her cousin in Eau Claire. Those books were accurate to the penny. She was always right, even though her cousin challenged her a couple times. Eighth grade education. Those books were accurate to the penny, but Bess did something far more important than even that. She taught me something. She taught me to love creation and its maker. She was a composter before the word even existed, I think. She gardened most of the food we ate. We didn't have any money to buy food much. She brought birds back to health who had fallen out of the nests in all the trees we had around the house. Little things like that. She had an abundance of flowers surrounding the house every summer. Everyone would come from all over the downtown area to see her flower beds. It was literally a downtown park, and ironically, it's Phoenix Park now, for people, insects, and us. Bess was a spirit chaser. First, she knew the value of education. She always admonished me and my brother, people and circumstances can take almost everything you have away from you. And we knew that. But they cannot take away your education. She observed our family storms, our father becoming too ill to care for us, our losing our middle class home that he had built. We could no longer afford the mortgage. So we moved in with, and away from our friends, with my grandmother. We moved in with Gram Bess, my mother, my brother, and I. My mother worked a minimum wage job to put the food that we couldn't raise in the garden on the table. And we went to thrift stores for clothes. But those storms of life, as we all endure, did not take our spirit because of the people who were spirit chasers around us. We sheltered at Gram Bess's in a faith that living in the spirit, there came that peace that truly does pass all understanding. We didn't even know we were poor. We were so rich in other things. Gram Bess was God's spirit chaser as she offered God has called us to do also, that unconditional love. That is why she coached my brother and me to keep learning. Obviously, I took the advice a little too seriously, as did my brother. But if she were alive today, I'm sure she would undoubtedly say the same thing Jamie declared. The rage and the storm in another person cannot take much away from you. Not even an EF5 tornado, that cannot take your spirit. You have chased the spirit and caught up with it. You, as Martin Luther once said, and I love this quote from Martin Luther, have swallowed the Holy Spirit, feathers and all. I love that. We know of people, those people in the Tops grocery store neighborhood a week ago Saturday, they embraced it. They are still embracing it in their tragedy. And we know a whole country that is on that this very day has been swallowed by the Holy Spirit, feathers and all. Their motto, and it keeps them going, glory to Ukraine. And indeed, the thousands of spirit chasers clustered in that one country have something to say and something to do about evil in their midst. Sometimes you have to squash out evil, even though some of us like to be pacifists. The massive storm they're chasing, they're winning. I won't use language that many of the Ukrainians have used for the Russians, the Russian leader particularly, because the Russian people actually were good people. But they have fought outright a horrific storm of evil. They have driven right through an EF5 tornado and declared, we are spirit chasers, and our Holy Spirit will triumph over evil intent always. Of course, we are struck by the bravery and the boldness of Volodymyr Zelensky, only age 44, and people laugh because he was a comedian. It takes a lot of smarts to be a comedian. Now, granted, it's a different kind of role, but he was a quick study, and he got it. As a Jewish spirit leader, ironically, he has ministered to the Lydias and all the others, too. And I am struck by his leadership guiding people to endure a storm in railway shelters, in the basements of their homes, or fleeing to another city, while they are all planning to return to their destroyed cities. You've seen pictures of them. There's nothing left. Just a lot of clutter to clear away. And they're planning on returning when the tornado subsides and moves on. Rebuild. A woman, I don't know, you may have seen this on TV, a woman and her two sons were standing in that railway station the day it was bombed waiting for a freedom train to take them to safety and peace. A cluster bomb targeted those innocent civilians. The mother lost one leg. One of her two sons lost both legs, and the other son lost no legs, but has mental wounds that will scar over eventually, but last for a lifetime. Still, when the mother was interviewed, this really caught my attention too. She smiled. She smiled and talked of hope for a better time, for a better time, and had the peace that truly does pass all understanding. That paraclete, that advocate, the Holy Spirit had guided her and her two sons to another level of understanding and hope. She is one of thousands of spirit chasers in Ukraine and around the world. And the husband, Dad, where was he? You might wonder, was she a single? Oh, no. He was out fighting on the front line and planning to reunite with the family in a better day. Another true spirit chaser. The family, the country, all have swallowed that Holy Spirit, feathers and all, and they have peace, as today's gospel gives us, that passes all human understanding. They are true spirit chasers after Jesus' message of love. Amen. You know, I always say this at the end of a sermon, and I'm going to say it again because today it really fits with this sermon. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.